Renowned drummer and composer Jack DeJohnette has been making music for well over half a century, including some legendary recordings, Bitches Brew with Miles Davis. There was also his work with Keith Jarrett, Gary Peacock, his own solo career. Just a few of the reasons Jack DeJohnette is being honored this year with the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master Fellowship. He's also just released a new album, Sound Travels, and invited some friends to journey with him, Bobby McFerrin, Esperanza Spalding, and Bruce Hornsby. Here's a Bruce Hornsby contribution, Dirty Ground.
Dirted up water, led astray like the lamb to the slaughter. Been down on my knees, but I'm not, I'm begging you, please.
Dirty Ground, just one cut from Jack DeJohnette's new CD, Sound Travels. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Master DeJohnette? Do I call you that now? Jazz master?
Yes, I guess I'm officially a master now.
King Jack, welcome.
Okay, it's a pleasure to be here.
I'm listening to the new CD, and I didn't have any material with it. And okay. I start listening to cut one, and I'm thinking, wow, this is Jack DeJohnette's new CD, but all there is a sort of gong thing, and then there's somebody playing piano. Why would Jack DeJohnette turn this whole first cut over to someone else playing piano? And I see, it's you.
You know, piano's my first instrument, so I started that in Chicago, where I was born. Wound up being quite a recognized pianist, jazz pianist around Chicago. I had a combo, and the drummer left his drums in my basement, so eventually I just got down with my favorite records, like with Max Roach and Philly Joe Jones and Art Blakey, and started playing with the records, you know. Mm-hmm. And the drums kind of got a hold of me, you know, and they were very natural for me. So I eventually wound up working on both instruments.
How do you, as the drummer, work with not just Miles, but I'm thinking Keith Jarrett as well. I mean, you've said that you and Keith Jarrett never had to talk to each other, never had to say what you needed. Is that possible?
Yeah. I mean, people like Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, just to name a few, and mm-hmm. Miles, you know, didn't speak a lot about the music. A lot of it came across in the actual playing the music. In other words, the art is in progress through playing and touring that music and discovering each night new things, things that you'd never play again. And so Keith and I were kindred spirits in that sense, and we still are to this day. You know?
I'm thinking, too, I mean, you know, just take Miles and Keith, both men reportedly very demanding, you know, very particular, mm-hmm. but also, you know, very mysterious in some ways. You obviously are also incredibly particular about your playing, but seem so laid back. Was that perhaps what made these relationships work so beautifully?
Well, I mean, when you say laid back, I mean, it's relaxed, but there's intensity and a propulsion, a velocity in it, in what I'm doing, particularly when the music gets, you know, more intense and more aggressive. I've been hired because people trust what I'm doing, you know, and depend on me to create a sort of carpet for them to launch off of.
Is that true even with the new jazz lights that you're playing with now? Singer and bassist Esperanza Spalding from here in Boston won the Best New Artist Grammy last year. Let's hear a little of her on your new CD first. This is Salsa for Lucito. Mm-hmm.
there's an exchange, and I think it's part of, you know, let's put it this way. I mean, I believe that if you change that word musicians and put it to messengers or griots, you know, what we do, what we play, and attention to have a healing vibration in what we're playing, you know. Music can actually work to make this world a better place, I believe. And musicians like Esperanza, who's phenomenal talent and very, very, very smart, very, very aware of social, political, and environmental issues in the world. So we have some great talks. And she's just, she's got an energy and a focus that's really welcome and refreshing.
How would you, I'm trying to think, I knew one drummer joke and I've forgotten it. Oh, I know what it was. You're in it. Okay, let me think here. They say Max Roach did it, Jack DeJohnette did it, but Roy Haynes did it and did it and did it and did it.
Right, yeah.
It's the only joke.
And he's still doing it. And in his 80s.
Well, if that's, you know, how the Roy Haynes sound, you know, like did it and did it and did it. What is the Jack DeJohnette sound?
It's been described, let's see, by the great clarinetist and composer Don Byron, and another description by Miles. Don described my playing as like the washing machine. Because I have a sort of what they call a rolling way of liquid way of playing the instrument. Miles described my playing as a blind man, a drunk man falling up the stairs.
And that was a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah.
How great.
Because I do a lot of unconventional things, you know, in solos or behind solos. I mix things up, you know, just architecturally trying to shift things and just to create some different kinds of atmospheres so that, you know, it might inspire the soloist to play something that it wouldn't normally play.
That's a little of a live performance of Spanish Key from a live recording of Bitches Brew. As we say goodbye to legendary drummer, composer, and pianist Jack DeJohnette, recipient of a 2012 National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters Fellowship. His new CD is Sound Travels. Jack DeJohnette, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.